It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Del Norte Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, Ingle Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week pregame show.
One of the most daunting gyms to play in the North Coast sections is the Tiger's Den. Many Del Norte versus Arcata matchups here have decided not only league titles, but section titles. Well, tonight is no different. As the Lady Warriors are in town, are looking to keep their postseason hopes alive in this Big Five battle. Good evening, Warrior fans. I'm John Horner, and welcome to another broadcast of Warrior Basketball on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelNorteSports.com. Well, it's sink or swim, or it's where the rubber meets the road, where it could be their backs are against the wall. Whichever cliche you want to use, it's a must-win for the Lady Warriors. It's Big Five conference action coming at you tonight. Warriors versus the Tigers. Tip-off is less than 4 minutes away. We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of tonight's contest. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
15 seconds. Now let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 KPOD Country.
Welcome back to the Warrior pregame show as the Del Norte Warriors are visiting the Arcata Tigers in this Big Five conference matchup here at the Tigers Den on the campus of Arcata High School. I would like to thank all the Warrior fans for tuning in to Del Norte Warrior Basketball, and a shout out to all the Warrior alumni around the country following the Warriors on DelNorteSports.com. Earlier in freshman action, Del Norte defeated the Tigers. Final score was 52-18. The Warriors were led by Malia Jackson. She had 15, and the freshman squad improved to 7-0 in conference play. In JV action, the Warriors defeated the Tigers also by a final score of 40-37. Del Norte was led by Coy McQuillan. She had 10 points on the night, and the JV squad improved to 7-0 in conference play also. They're both 14-0 combined in conference play. As for this varsity matchup, both squads are back to full strength and looking to make a statement tonight. Coach Clifton stated his team is in playoff mode, knowing they have to make a run late for the playoffs if they can win these two games this week. As for Coach Oliveira, he feels he needs to win these two games to get a home game in the Dick Nicolai and keep his hope alive for a home game for North Coast Section. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. Starters are brought to you by DelNorthSports.com with schedules, results, and podcasts. Check out DelNorthSports.com. It's senior night here in Arcata, and the Arcata Tigers will be starting junior Lily Russ Kelly, number 10. Sophomore Aaliyah Prentice, number 11. Junior Caroline Deeker, number 13. Sophomore Nora Talty, number 20. And senior Grace Talty, number 24. The Talty sisters combined for 36 of the Tigers 51 last time these two teams played. And now for your Delnor Warriors. Starting sophomore number 2, Lily Nunez. Also starting sophomore Anissa Batiga, number 12. Junior Kiki Franz, number 15. Junior Gianna Taylor Gigi, number 20. And junior Lily Wilson, number 23, for the Warriors. The Warriors come into the contest 7-13, 2-4 in conference play. Arcata 12-8, 3-3 in conference play. Arcata Tigers sitting at number 4 in North Coast Section Division 5 rankings. Delnor is at 17. Like Coach Clifton says, I said, any chances of North Coast Sections? He says, we got to make a good showing in the Dick Nicolai, and that starts with winning these two games here to get into the Dick Nicolai. And talking to Coach Oliveira, he says, I'm not looking to North Coast Sections yet. He says, we would love to get the two wins tonight and host the first game in North Coast Sections against the Big Four, host at least one game in the North Coast Section, in the Dick Nicolai. So we're getting ready for the national anthem here. Here at the Tigers Den, parents only here. COVID restrictions still in place in all the HDN sporting events. So it looks like no national anthem. Looks like we're going to go straight out to the tip. Jumping for the Tigers will be Talty. Grace Talty, the senior, will jump. She'll jump against Wilson, the junior. And here we go, folks. Big game for the Warriors. Tip goes up. It's going to be tipped to the backcourt by Talty, and the Tigers are going to come up with the tip. Ball's going to go right side to Kelly, back out on top to Prentice. Prentice with 7 points last time these two teams made. Sharp shooter from the perimeter. High post inside out. Nora Talty gets it out to Prentice. Just as I said it, she knocks down a three ball. Aaliyah Prentice with the first bucket of the game. Three-pointer for the Tigers. They lead 3-0. Warriors across midcourt. Taylor with the ball. Over to Anisha. She'll fire from the corner. Air ball backside picked up by Nora. Nora Talty out in transition. Scoop shot. Nice drive. No good. We're going to have a foul against Wilson on the backside. They're going to get her with a push on the rebound. Wilson picks up her first foul of the ball game as the Tigers will inbound underneath their own basket. Inbounding will be Kelly. Gets it into Nora Talty. Over to Deeker. Deeker underneath to Grace, and Grace is going to go up and she's going to get fouled. Within a minute, Wilson picks up two right away. On the ground is going to be the foul. It's going to be two against Wilson. Tough break for Lily off the get-go, picking up two quick ones. Arcata inbounds the ball, shot fired from three-point line, no good, picked up by Taylor. Taylor's out in transition, coast-to-coast, shoots, no good, rebound by Nora. Nora Talty's out in transition, she pushes the face and then pulls it back out. They'll reset to Kelly on top. Right side to Nora, Delnor in a 2-3 zone. 3-0 your score, Tigers lead. Kelly, right side to Nora, looking high post, finds her sister Grace underneath the Deeker. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound's going to go to Anissa. Batiga with the ball, kicks it over to Nunez. Nunez pushes the face down the middle of the key. Kicks it out to Taylor. She fires a three. Another air ball by the Warriors. And the Tigers quickly back the other way. Prentice with the ball. Coast to coast, up with the shots, no good. Rebound by Wilson. Wilson gets out to Batiga and back over to Nunez. Nunez dribble drives, tries to go by Grace, and she's going to get called for the travel. As she tried to step around Grace Salty and gets called. Franz and Wilson come out. Kimora and Harris come in. Kimora McCovey and Julia Harris. Kimora the sophomore. Julia Harris the senior on the squad. Tigers with the ball. 2-3 zone by the Warriors. They pass it around the perimeter a little bit looking for the high post. High post to Prentice. Kicks it back out to Nora Salty. Salty fires from the wing. No good. Rebounded by Harris. Warriors quickly back the other way. Julia with her first rebound of the game. Reset back out on top to Batiga. She's got it on the left wing. 15 on the shot clock, 5:44 on the game clock here in the first quarter. We're going to have a on-the-ball foul out on the perimeter. Foul's going to go against Prentice. She'll pick up her first. Warriors inbound on the sideline with a fresh shot clock. Anissa will inbound the ball. Anissa gets the ball corner to Taylor. Back out on top to Anissa. Back to Taylor. She'll fire the three. Shot goes up front rim. No good. Rebounded by Nora Salty. Out in transition. All the way down the basket. Scoop shot is good. And we're going to have a foul on the Warriors. She's got a chance at a three-point play. Foul's going to go against Anissa. Anissa picks up her first. Nora Talty, 16 points last two times these two teams met. Made the two-point basket, got a chance at a three-point play. Misses the free throw, but the Warriors trail by five. Harris gets the rebound, gets it out to Nunez. Nunez dribble drive, kicks it to Anissa. Three-point shot from the corner, no good. Warriors now 0-5 from the three-point line. And the Tigers are back the other way. Talty. Grace over to Kelly, back on top to Prentice, right side to Nora. Nora fires front rim, no good, rebounded by McCovey. Kimora hands it off to Anise and gives it up to Nunez. Nunez gets to order from Coach Clifton as they cross midcourt. 5-0 your score, Warriors trail by five. Nunez dribble drive, kicks it corner to Anise and back out on top to Nunez. She'll fire the three ball, knocks it down. Nothing but net for Lily. As she gets the Warriors' first bucket, 5-3 your score. Pass underneath, Nora to Deekert, no good on the shot, rebounded by the Warriors. Batiga's pushing the pace back the other way. Gets it over to Taylor, but Taylor fumbles the pass and it goes out of bounds. Turnover for the Warriors as Brooklyn Carter, the freshman, will come in the game. Next dead ball she'll come in. She didn't get to the timetable in time. Prentice, Kelly. Prentice, high post, gets underneath to Deeker. They're going to reverse it back out on top, doing a great job passing through the zone. Dribble drive by Norris. She's going to go up with the scoop shot. No good. 10 on the shot clock while stolen by Anissa out to Nunez. Nunez out in transition going against Kelly. Up with the shot, and she misses. Rebounded by the Tigers. Nora Talty quickly back the other way. Gets it to her sister, Grace. They'll reverse the ball around the outside. Ball ends up in Nora's hand. Dribble drive. No good. Rebounded by Nunez. She'll push the pace with Batiga right next to her. Jump shot up. No good. Gets her own rebound. She'll go back up and she'll get fouled. Good stuff at second effort by Nunez. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Picking up the foul for Arcata will be Deeker. Caroline Deeker. Junior gets her first. Nunez, 61% free throw shooter from the line. At the line to shoot two to try to tie this up. First free throw, back rim, no good. As Brooklyn Carter comes in, Anissa Batiga will sit, take a seat. 5-3 your score, Warriors trail by two here on the road in a critical Big Five showdown. Second free throw's nothing but net, knocked it down, Warriors trail by one. Nunez has all 4 points for the Warriors. Nora Talty over to Prentice. Prentice has it at high post, kicks it out to Grace. Grace fires the three, no good. Rebound by Harris. Harris is going to get fouled as she got the rebound. Foul's going to go against Nora Talty. Nora picks up her first foul, second team foul against, third team foul against Arcata, three on each team. fighting to get back in this with some good rebounding and good defense. Nunez has it on the left wing. Nunez dribble drive, beats the double team, kicks it out. Carter fires the three. Nothing but net. The freshman stays hot. Knocks down the three ball. The Warriors lead by two. Carter had a career-high 14 last game. Dribble drive by Nora, and she's going to get fouled by Taylor. Nora will go to the line to shoot two on the drive. Gianna picks up her first. Sophomore Nora Talty at the line. She makes the first one. Entering the ball game for the Tigers is Vivian Cronin. She'll come in. Rebound by Carter on the miss. Right to Taylor, and Taylor drops it and goes out of bounds. Easy layup for Taylor, but she drops it. Great look by the freshman. So Talty missed the second one. 6-7, your score. Warriors lead by one. Tigers have the ball out on the perimeter. Kelly back on top to Prentice. Prentice right side to Cronin in the ballgame for the Tigers. Corner to Kelly. Kelly fires the three. Air ball no good. Picked up by Nunez. Nunez out in transition, pushing the paint. Up with the shot. She's going to get called for the travel on the drive there. Turnover by the Warriors. As Olivia Railsback enters the game for the Arcata Tigers. One of the best shooters in Arcata's arsenal. Didn't play first time these two teams played. But a shot from the outside by the senior, Vivian Cronin, knocks down a three ball from the left wing. And that gives the Arcata Tigers a two-point lead. Nunez quickly back the other way, middle of the key. Up with the shot, no good. Rebound by Harris. Harris shoots it, misses. And we're going to have a travel call on Harris in the middle of the key. But a three ball by the senior from way out. That was Vivian Cronin. Arcata Tigers up by two. Dribble drive by Cronin. She fires, no good. Rebounded by Carter. The freshman, dribble drive, float in the middle of the key. No good, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and misses again. Rebound by the Tigers. Tigers quickly back the other way. It's Prentice on top to Kelly. Kelly back to Prentice. They'll play catch out on top. 1:35 left here in the first quarter. Warriors trail 9-7. Middle of the key to Cronin. Cronin, easy shot from the middle of the key. Knocks it down. She's got five, and the Tigers are up by four. Over to Anissa across midcourt, back to Nunez. 20 on the shot clock. Dribble drive underneath to Harris. Harris up. Easy bucket for Julia. The senior gets her first bucket of the game. Two-point lead, 11-9 your score. Dribble drive by Grace. She's going to throw it away, trying to get it to Cronin. Turnover for the Tigers. The Warriors got it back. 11-9 your score. Warriors got a chance to tie it up here with a minute left here in the first quarter. Nunez gets it into Anissa. Full court pressure by the Tigers. Nunez breaks it across midcourt. Dribble drive, kicks it out to Carter. 15-foot jumper on the way, knocks it down. The smooth stroke continues for Carter. She's got five. Tie ball game, 11-11 your score. 43 seconds left. Rails back with the ball. Dribble drive, gets underneath, tries to get it to Grace. Grace kicks it out. Cronin from the corner, no good. Loose ball's going to go to Grace Talty. Kicks it out to Prentice. She'll fire the three. No good also. Another rebound by Grace. Rails back will fire from the wing. No good. Ball's loose on the ground. Picked up by Anissa Batiga. She'll push the pace back the other way with 15 seconds left. Corner to Carter. She's going to get called for the travel. As she faked baseline and tried to come back middle and shuffled her feet. Turnover for the Warriors. Deeker comes back in. Grace Talty will take a break. 14 seconds left here in the quarter as the Tigers come across midcourt. Caroline Princess with the ball. Right side to Cronin. Skip past her, rails back, stolen by Nunez. Nunez out in transition. 3 seconds left. Middle of the He goes up, misses, but she's going to get fouled with 2 seconds left in the quarter. Nice, strong move by Nunez. Nunez will shoot two. The foul's going to go against Prentice. She picks up her second. Nunez knocks down the first free throw. She's got five. And the Warriors got a lead, 12-11 with 2 seconds left here in the first quarter. Second free throw on the way. Knocks it down. Both free throws good for the Warriors. They lead by two, and that's going to do it for the end of the first quarter. The Delano Warriors here on the road at the Tigers Den are taking a 13-11 lead into the second quarter. We'll be back with the second quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delano Warrior Sports.
Delano Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to the second quarter here in Arcata, California, on the campus of Arcata High School, where Del Norte has the lead against the Tigers, 13-11, in this Big Five matchup. Nunez has the ball across midcourt. They get the first possession. Right side to Viana Bongpachon in the ballgame for the Warriors. On top to Carter. She's got it top of the key. Left side to Kimora. Kimora back to Carter, to Nunez. Nunez dribble drive. She'll put it up. She gets it blocked. Ball's going to go out of bounds off the Tigers. I mean, off the Warriors. Tiger ball. Big block by Deeker in the middle of the key. Salty comes back in. Taking a seat will be Kelly. Dory gets it in. Over to Prentice. Ball stolen by Nunez. Loose on the ground. Picked up by Deeker. She goes up. No good. Rebounded by Kimora. Kimora McCobe picks up her dribble in the corner of the court, and she's going to get double-teamed to get called for the travel. Turnover for the Warriors off the rebound. Reels back inbound for the Tigers. Reels back over to Nora Talty. No good. Long rebound by Cronin. We're going to have a foul out on the perimeter. It's going to be on the ground. Bianna will pick up the foul. The senior picks up her first, and the Tigers will inbound underneath their own basket by Railsback. Ball sneaks out right side to Nora. Nora fires the three. Talty has six. And the Tigers take the lead back. 14-13, your score. Bianna gets it over to Nunez. She'll break the press. One on three. Jump shot up. Partially blocked by Deeker. Picked up by Young. Over to Carter. Carter fires up, but she's going to get fouled. Great look by Carter, and the foul's going to go against Railsback. She'll pick up her first. Carter, 78% free throw shooter, will be shooting her first free throws of the night at the line. She makes the first one, tie ball game, 14-14, your score. Just underway here in the second quarter. Nunez and Carter taking over where they left off last week, as they've got the majority of the scoring tonight, just like last week. Tigers back across midcourt. Nora Talty has it left wing. On top to Prentice. Prentice, right side to Cronin. She'll fire the three. No good. Long rebound's going to go back to Cronin. She gets it to Nora. Talty throws it back on top, right side to Reels, back underneath to Deeker. Deeker fires, no good, rebounded to Young. Young gets it up, and Nunez will bring it back across midcourt. Warriors got a one-point lead with 6 minutes left here on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard in the second quarter. Nunez dribble drive. Goes baseline. She's going to get fouled. On the ball foul as she went baseline, she got rode out of bounds. Foul go against Prentice. She'll pick up her third. Big foul for the sophomore as she'll come out of the ball game. And Grubb will come in. Nunez inbounds underneath her own basket. 16 fouls against the Tigers. Next one will be bonus for the Warriors. Underneath to Wilson. Back out on top to Kimura. Left side to Brooklyn. Underneath to Wilson. Wilson goes up, gets a block by Deeker, and we're going to have a foul on Wilson. That was a frustration foul on Wilson. One that she would like to have back. 15-14, your score. Tigers inbound underneath the basket, underneath full court. That is rails back across midcourt, right side to Cronin. She'll fire another three, no good, rebounded by Harris. Harris to Kimura, back to Nunez. She'll slowly come across midcourt. Warriors nursing a one-point lead here. Nunez gets a pick from Kimura. She'll fire the 20-footer, no good, rebounded by the Tigers. Nora Talty breaks the double team, cross midcourt, goes corner. Throws it back out on top to Grubb. Underneath to Deeker. Deeker fires, knocks it down. Nice look by Deeker. She gets her first bucket to the bucket of the game. And the Warriors are out in transition with Carter. Carter dribble drive baseline. She's going to get fouled. Warriors push the pace back the other way, making the defense work. Picking up the foul is going to be... Foul's going to go against Deeker. She gets her second. Carter back to the line to shoot two. 5:17 left here in the second quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Warriors trail by one. 16-15 your score after the made basket by Deeker. First free throw's no good. Second free throw around the rim, no good. Also rebounded by the Tigers. Two missed free throws and the Tigers lead by one. Nora Talty with the ball, back out on top to Grubb. Grubb goes corner. Cronin will fire again from the wing, knocks that one down. Cronin has eight. Tigers up by four. Nunez has it left wing. Nunez back over to Vong Pachon, back to Nunez. Across midcourt with 20 on the shot clock. Nunez dribble drive. Kicks it out right side over to Vong Pachon, out to Carter. Ball stolen by Rails back. We're going to have a foul. Viviana's going to pick up the foul for the Warriors, and it's going to be one-on-one down on the other end. Rails back will go to the line to shoot the free throws. Delnor now trails by four. A couple good defensive stands by the Tigers. They capitalize on the offensive end. As Deeker comes out and Grace Talty comes back in for the Tigers. Locked up. Violation on White on the free throw. She doesn't even get to shoot it. It's going to be a black ball. Taylor comes back in and Vong Pachon will come out. Full court pressure by the Tigers. Taylor inbounds. Gets it into McCovey. McCovey over to Carter. Carter back to Nunez. She breaks the double team. Breaks the double team. Breaks another double team across midcourt. Over it. She's going to shoot the jumper and get fouled. Good strong move by Nunez. Trying to shoot the 10-footer. Foul's going to go against Arcata. It's going to go against Lou. Sorry, when it gets Tolte. Grace picks up the foul. Nunez misses her first one. Warriors now over their last three as Carter missed both of hers also. That one's missed also. foul on the rebound against Taylor. Taylor picks up her second foul. Going to the line is going to be that was Krub at the line. She missed the front end of the free throw. It's going to be Tiger ball. Dribble drive by Salty. She kicks it back. Almost backcourt violation is going to be as Rails back couldn't save it. It's going to be a turnover by the Tigers. It's going to be Warrior ball with 4 minutes left here in the second quarter. Anissa comes in. Kimora comes out. 4:16 left here in the first quarter. Warriors trail by four. Nunez with the ball. Man-to-man defense by the Tigers. Nunez gets a pick from Taylor. Dribble drive kicks it to Carter. Carter fires the three. No good. Rebound's going to go to Nunez. She'll pull it back out. Nunez, dribble drive. Blitz the double team. And she's going to get called for the travel. As a jump stop, and she got bumped. No call, though. Travel call was called. Nora has the ball right wing. Shot goes up. Talty knocks down a three ball. Two threes this quarter, and that'll give us a timeout in the action. As Coach Clifton gets the timeout, as they trail by seven now with 3:45 left here in the first half. Gives a chance to say hello to some of our Sportscasters Club members, include the scoreboard sponsor, Sutter Coast Hospital. Sutter Coast Hospital serving our community with care. Halftime show will be brought to you by Hiuchi Hamlet, gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for your Wild Rivers adventure. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. And Hambro's WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. Del Norte Tire, the Barn family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Up next for us tomorrow night at Tunin Gymnasium is the Del Norte boys will take on the Arcata Tigers for the lead of the Big Five Conference, as Arcata comes into the matchup tomorrow night in the boys' action with a 5-0 record, 19-3 overall. Del Norte 5-1, 15-4. The winner of tonight's game will have sole possession of the Big Five. So big game tomorrow night at Tunis Gymnasium as Coach Chris Rice tries to take on the Arcata Tigers. So coming out of the timeout, Warriors will inbound. It'll allow full court pressure by the Tigers. 3:47 left here in the first quarter and first half. 7-point lead for the Tigers. 8 unanswered points. Nunez breaks the double team. She's out in transition. All the way to the basket. Scoop shot does not go. Picked up by Carter, though. Carter has it. Kicks it back out to Nunez. She'll fire the three. 2-point basket. Foot was on the line. Nunez knocks it down and breaks the snide for the Warriors. 22-17. Your score. 5-point game now. Grubb, right side to Nora. Nora underneath to sister Grace. Over to Prince or Cronin. She'll fire. No good. Rebound's going to go. Tried to get it to Harris, but I think we're going to have a foul on Grace. Pulte. She's going to get called for pushing. Grace Talty is going to pick up her second. Going to the line to shoot 1-1 is going to be Julia Harris. Free throw no good. Picked up by the Tigers. Warriors now 0 of their last 5 from the free throw line and trail by 5. Railsback has the ball in the corner. Skip pass, tried to get it to Talty. Talty's going to get called for the push from behind. Talty's going to pick up her third now with 3 minutes left, and that'll probably be the end of the half for Talty. For Grace. As it's going to be double bonus now for the Warriors. Taylor will go to the line. Warriors has got to knock down free throws. First free throw on the way, no good. As Deeker comes in and Grace Talty will take a seat. Also coming out will be Grubb and Kelly will come back in. Second free throw also no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Nora Talty quickly back the other way out to Cronin, over to Kelly. Back out on top to Cronin. Rails back. Top to Nora. Nora fires the three. Talty misses. Rebound's going to go out of bounds off the Tigers. It's going to be Delnor ball. Warriors down by five. 2:40 left here in the quarter. On the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard, Nunez coming across midcourt. The Tigers have pulled off the pressure. Dribble handoff to to Carter. Back to Nunez. High post. Get pass to Anissa. Anissa fired the 15-footer. No good. Rebound by Railsback. Olivia gets it out to Prentice. Corner. Back to Cronin. High post to Deeker. Deeker will put it up. No good. Rebound by Taylor. Taylor out in transition. 2 minutes left here in the half. Right side to Anissa. She's guarded out top by Kelly. Man-to-man defense by the Tigers. Gives it back to Taylor. Back to Anissa. Anissa looking underneath, trying to find Julius. Get past to Nunez. Nunez will fire the three. No good. Long rebound's going to go to Cronin. Cronin, and she's going to get fouled. Anissa picks up the foul, and it's going to send Cronin to the line to shoot. Anissa picks up her second foul. And going to the line will be Vivian Cronin. It'll be her first free throws of the night. 2-1-1 still for them. 19th foul against the Warriors. Harris will take a seat. Kiki Franz will come back in. First free throw is good for Cronin. She's got 9, and the Tigers' lead is back up to 6.
Punch, got to box out.
Cronin, second free throw on the way is also good. Substitution coming in. Cronin will take a seat. Entering the ball game will be number 23. That's Melina Liu. Nunez slowly coming across midcourt, down by 7, 90 seconds left here in the half. You want to stick around for the Hayuchi Hamlet halftime report? Jaden Clifton will be joining me at halftime to talk about her exciting week of Cal Poly Humboldt basketball. Taylor shoots up a 10-footer and gets a partially blocked rebound by the Tigers. Tigers quickly back the other way, rails back, has it. Shot goes up, Liu with the shot, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, almost out of bounds. It was saved by the Tigers, but picked up by the Warriors. Ball's going to be off Bowdish's foot. It's going to be Tiger ball. Sharia Bowdish in the ball game. So Tigers will regain possession. Still 106 in the quarter. Up on top is Kelly. Right side to Liu. Back out and top to Kelly. Under a minute to play here in the half. The Warriors can cut into this lead a little bit. 7-point lead for the Tigers. Right side to Nora. Goes high post to Deeker. Back to Nora. She fires the three. In and out. No good. Rebound by Deeker. Back up. No good. Another rebound by the Tigers. And Lou's got it. Back out on top. Ball fake. Shot goes up by Kelly. No good. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be a jump ball possession arrow to the Tigers. No change in possession. It'll be 19 seconds on the shot clock. As Franz comes out, Young comes in. 24-17, your score. Tigers inbounding the ball. They get it into Nora. Nora dribble, drives, hand off to Liu. Liu puts up the shot, no good. Rebound, long rebound, or rails back. Ball's loose on the ground again, picked up by Liu. Fired off to Deeker. Deeker fires the three, no good. Out to Nunez. Nunez out in transition to Brooklyn. Brooklyn up with a shot, no good. And we're going to have a foul against Catherine Young, and it's going to be free throws on the other end as the Warriors cannot get anything going. Young picks up the foul. It'll be her first, 10th team foul, so it's going to be double bonus for Melina. Melanie Liu at the line. First one, front rim, no good. 24-17, your score. 8.3 seconds left here in the first half on the Sutter Cliff Hospital scoreboard. Second free throw, side rim, no good. Rebound by Nunez. She'll push the face back the other way. Across the timeline with 5 seconds left. She'll fire the three from way out front. No good. And that'll be it for the end of the first half as the Del Norte Warriors trail the Arcata Tigers. Going into halftime, your score, Tigers 24, Warriors 17. We'll be back with the IUTM halftime report in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the halftime report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And the Sportscasters Club members are Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawil Benz and Hardwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Todd, and when I was on my feet, hiking was a favorite pastime. It was kind of nice that a state park backed up against our farm. Lots of trails to explore, little streams to follow. My dad was a great hiker. Even when we were as young as 6 years old, my sisters and I would line up behind my daddy as he would lead us out on adventure. Being the youngest, I was always right behind my dad, stepping on his heels and bumping into his back. I did not want to miss a thing. We sure loved exploring that state park, and it's no wonder I still love to, quote, hike on trails in our beautiful national parks. There are now so many more well-kept accessible trails to enjoy. You can learn more about parks that are accessible at the National Park website listed on disabilitycampaign.org. And if you are disabled, while you're there, you might want to get your access pass. You can find out more about it at disabilitycampaign.org.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here at Del Norte High School as Warriors trail the Arcata Tigers by a score of 24-17. And joining me here at halftime on the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report is Jaden Clifton, freshman lumberjack player for the ladies basketball team at CPH. Yeah, that's CPH.
Cal Poly Humboldt.
Jaden, thanks for joining us. Freshman year, to say it started off a little slow, to say the least, but man, to have the week you've had this week through all the adversity with the knee, being a freshman playing, give these kids some advice on how to battle through all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a challenge, but I think this going through injuries, I think you just need to take it as an opportunity to get better, and definitely a mindset, just to, every day as an opportunity to get better and stick with it, and it'll come.
Now, compared to high school sports, you're now at the college level down here at Humboldt State, not too far from home, but what is the difference when it comes to playing a college level sport compared to a high school level? What kind of extra effort does it take?
It's all-around effort. I mean, the scouting report, you got to execute that. You got to remember who you're guarding, what way to force them, their shooter or not, just all of it. I mean, it's so much more than just playing ball, obviously, yeah.
I got to watch you the first couple of games of the season. Super excited to see you out there playing. You had that big old bulky knee brace on. And I called your dad and I said, man, she doesn't seem to move as quick as she says, yeah, that seems to be hampering her down. What did it feel like to take that knee brace off a couple of weeks ago and start playing?
It was so nice. I mean, I felt like a whole different person out there, just moving different, playing different. Definitely, yeah.
You guys are understaffed on the squad. Ended up suiting 7 for the last week. You got the opportunity to come in and play some great minutes. At the beginning, kind of had to fight for your minutes a little bit and didn't get to play tons. But through the adversity, got a chance to really step up this last week. You, in the last 3 games, you've averaged 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. What really flipped? Was there something that flipped in your mind mentally that said, hey, I can do this? Or was it just getting that opportunity in the grind?
I think it was just getting the opportunity. I mean, I've always just wanted to get out there and do whatever I can to help the team, and I think I've proved that I'm supposed to be out there. Yeah.
Chico stayed on the road, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 steals. Walking into the locker room with that career high, what did that feel like as a freshman?
It was so fun. I mean, of course, Chico as a rival, like that was the best. That was a fun game.
And you followed that with a 14-point game against Stanislaus, 14 against Amicus Hills, and then you had a double-double against, is that Stanislaus?
Yeah.
14 and 10 assists, 7 rebounds, and 2 steals in that game. So the assist side when it comes to the squad, some older girls on the court, is it fun to dish off to those guys who can really score?
Yeah, it's just nice to be able to know that there's a good chance of them making it. I mean, we got a whole bunch of shooters on our team, so they make the job pretty easy.
You guys only got 7. You'll have 8 back this weekend. When it comes to conference play, you guys started making some noise. That was a big, big win against Chico. With a couple more wins, you guys think you'll get rolling here at the end of the year?
Yeah, I mean, every game's a big game at this point since they changed. It's winning percentage to make the conference tournament, so every game's a big game.
Excellent, excellent. Taking a look here at the first half, you got to come watch dad coach another season. Is it tough not having dad at the game?
I mean, it is tough. If our game,
it's unusual,
it's
right?
It's unusual. It's weird not having him there every once in a while. And I mean, I know he'd love to be there, but I just play my heart out and waiting for that phone call after the game.
That's right. Hey, I was sitting in the, I went in the locker room at halftime of the last JV game. Up at Del Norte, and he was in there watching you on the computer, and he really enjoys watching. And, you know, but he loves coaching too.
Yeah.
And he's done a great job with these girls this year. They've battled in every single one of the big 5 games. They're trailing tonight here at halftime against Arcata, and kind of a must-win game for him to get in the Dick Nicolai. Trailing 24-17, what have you seen there in the first half that probably put your dad's in there talking to him about right now?
They definitely need to execute their zone a little better, getting out on the shooters. I mean, I want to say Halsey has had a couple threes out there. They just need to execute and get out on the shooters.
Cronin's fired like 10 of them, and Cronin's knocked down 3, and then Nora's knocked down 2 of them. They have 5 three-pointers in the first half. Like you said, they've probably shot 20 or 25.
Yeah, they put them up for sure. They just need to get out better and faster out on the shooters.
Always important in Arcata because they always want to shoot from the perimeter in a lot of different ways. Looking on the other side, you got Nunez and Carter. They led the way last Friday in against Fortuna. Carter had 14, Nunez had 19, and here in the first half, Carter has 7 points. What impressed you the most about that freshman, Brooklyn Carter? You know, that 10 or 15 foot shot like that reminds me a little bit of you when you were a freshman, and it just seems so effortless.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a lot of talent, and I think if she keeps working, she'll be there. I know what it's like being the freshman with older girls, and she just needs to stick with it, and she'll be good.
You've seen the confidence kind of grow as the season's gone through.
Sure.
And Nunez, she has 8 points right now. She had 18 against this team last year. What is it so big for a guard like that to push the pace and dictate the pace for this Warrior squad?
Yeah, I mean, she does a great job pushing the ball and getting to the rack, and she's got a lot of talent too. She's fun to watch.
Anissa has had her moments this year. sharpshooter from the outside. She hasn't been able to get on the scoring board this game. How big is it here in the second half to get somebody like Anissa a couple good looks in the perimeter?
She'll start hitting them. I mean, I always tell her just keep shooting and it'll come.
I talked to Coach Doug Oliveira before the game and I said, because Anissa had probably 10 open looks last time these two teams met and she had four three-pointers. I said, Doug, what do you do? She says, well, if she gets that many good looks, I'm going to keep rotating players in and out. So it's definitely a point of emphasis. Keys to the second half here for the Warriors as we wind down.
Execute the zone, like I said. Get out on the shooters and just keep pushing on offense on the zone.
Jaden's great week of basketball. I want to make sure I congratulate you on the air. All of us Warrior fans are rooting you on, and we'll be following you here in the next couple months.
Thanks, John.
Thanks. Well, your Hiuchi Hamlet halftime reports brought to you by Hiuchi Hamlet. The Hiuchi Hamlet, it has hot drinks, cold snacks. It has cold drinks, hot snacks. It has everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet located on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. So to start the second half here, Warriors got the ball. We have clock malfunction here. So it's very important for the Warriors on the road to come out strong here in the beginning half of this third quarter. And like I said, talking to Jaden about Carter, Carter has 7. Nunez leading the way for the Warriors. She's got 8. Nunez with the ball out on the perimeter. Got it knocked away by Nora. Ball's loose on the ground, and we're going to have a jump ball. As Nunez tried to save it in the backcourt because Nora Talty knocked it away, the possession arrow is going to go to the Tigers on the tie-up. So turnover by the Warriors. Kelly with the ball, Prentice. Back and forth. Gets the ball underneath the left elbow, underneath the Deeker. Deeker's going to dribble it out of bounds. Turnover by the Tigers, back to the Warriors. No full court pressure here for the Tigers. They pull back. Nunez across midcourt. Warriors trailing by 7. Nunez gets a pick from Kimura. Right side to Anissa. We're going to have a foul on the ball. The foul's going to go against Kelly. Kelly will pick up her first foul, and the Warriors will inbound on the sideline with the fresh shot clock. Anissa will inbound the ball, gets it into Nunez. Nunez dribble drive. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off Deeker. It's going to be a Warrior ball. As Nunez was trying to drive to the baseline. Nunez inbound underneath, 26 on the shot clock, gets it out to Anissa. Ball fake, 15-footer on the way, knocks it down. Beautiful shot by Anissa, much-needed bucket for her, and the lead's down to 5. Grace Talty skip pass over to Prentice, back out on top to Kelly. High post to Prentice, back out to Grace. Grace fires the 3, no good. Rebound's going to go off Wilson, and it's going to go to Prentice. Over to Grace, picked up by Taylor. Rebound for the Warriors. She's out in transition. Taylor back out on top to Anissa, over to McCovey, right side to Nunez. Get back to Anissa. Anissa will fire the 3. Front rim, no good. Long rebound back to her, though. She hooks up and shoots a 10-footer, no good. Rebounded by Deeker. Tigers back the other way. Couple good looks for the Warriors, couldn't get it to drop. Foul from behind against Wilson. She's going to get the body call from behind. Wilson with as many fouls as minutes she's played tonight almost. She's got 4 fouls. Tigers inbound the ball. Noro fire the 3 from the left wing, no good. Rebound by the Tigers. They're going to try to go underneath. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off Kimura McCovey, and it's going to be Tiger ball. The Warriors kind of sleeping out there right now, as that was 2 rebounds that hit the floor and nobody was getting them. Wilson will take a seat with 4. Harris will come back in. Up on top is going to be Prentice, corner to Nora. Nora throws it back out on top to Kelly, on top to Prentice. 6 minutes left. High post. Up with the shot, Kelly, no good. Rebound's going to go to Harris. Harris is going to hand it off to Nunez coming across midcourt. No full court pressure by the Tigers right now. Anissa has it left wing. On top to Nunez.
On 24.
Nunez over to Anissa. Back on top to Nunez. Skip pass to Taylor. Taylor fires a three, partially blocked. Ball's going to be knocked almost out of bounds, saved by the Tigers, and Nora Talty's quickly coming back the other way. Up with the shot, no good, rebounded by Anissa. Another rebound for the Warriors as Fatiga comes up with it. Gets to Nunez, she'll fire the three. Nunez, no good. It's going to go out of bounds off the Warriors. Quick shot by Nunez, couldn't get it to fall. Warriors still trail by five with 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. The freshman Carter comes in, Taylor comes out. Ball gets thrown in as Nora Tolte will come across midcourt. Right side to Kelly, back out on top to Prentice. Grace underneath to Nora. Shot goes up, no good. Long rebound by Prentice. Another shot goes up, no good, but she's going to shoot three free throws as Kimora McCovey is going to pick up the foul. Foul on the shot, she picks up her first. Prentice will go to the line to shoot three of them. She got 3 points on the night. She knocked down a three ball in the first quarter, the first bucket of the game. She has got a chance to get three more here. First free throw is good. Talking about free throw situation, the Warriors were only 2 of 9 in the second quarter on free throws. Second free throw is good. As Taylor comes back in and Anissa comes out. 26-19, your score pending the last free throw here. Last free throw on the way, back rim, no good. Rebound's going to go to the Tigers. Nora Talty will shoot a three from the wing, no good. Rebounded by Taylor. Taylor dribbles it off her foot, out of bounds. It's going to be Tiger ball on the turnover. Another turnover for the Warriors in the backcourt. Prentice with the ball over to Nora. Nora dribble drive baseline. Backside rebound, tried to get it to Deeker, but the ball's going to be kicked out of bounds off the Warriors. Tigers will inbound underneath their own basket. Kelly will inbound. Kelly looking underneath, can't get it there, and she's going to throw it away. Her and Nora are on the different pages, and it's going to be a turnover by the Tigers. Tigers turning the ball over enough for the Warriors to get back into this. They just got to capitalize off the turnovers. Nunez across midcourt with 4:30 left here in the third quarter. Warriors trailing by seven. Another steal as Nunez tried to get it to Carter, and Carter fouls Deeker on the steal. Foul against Carter, her first. It's a turnover by the Warriors, and the Tigers got it back coming the other way. Dribble drive by Nora. Floater goes up. 10-footer's no good. Long rebound by Nunez. She'll push it back the other way. Nunez, dribble drive. She's going to get fouled on her way to the basket. Foul's going to go against Kelly. She picks up her second. That's going to be the Tigers' second team foul. Nunez will unbound underneath her own basket. Nunez gets the ball in to McCovey. McCovey back to Taylor. Taylor's going to throw it away, stolen by the Tigers. Talty back the other way. Nora up with the floater. No good. Rebounded by Grace, and she's going to get fouled. Warriors are just no energy here in the third quarter. Sloppy passes and defensively not getting back. McCovey picks up her second. Grace at the line. This is the first free throw. Grace has not scored yet. The senior at home had 16 last time these two teams played. Has yet to score. Nora Talty will take a seat. Reels back. Will come back in. Coach Olivera says Nora's battling some shin splints. but she wanted to suit up and get going, and she's done a great job so far playing through it. Missed the second free throw, rebounded by the Warriors. Nunez has it coming across midcourt with 18 on the shot clock. 3:50 on the game clock here in the third quarter on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. High post to McCovey, over to Carter. Ball's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover by the Warriors. It's going to be Tiger ball. Kimora would have squared up and shot that. She was only about 10 foot out. Nobody was guarding her. Prentice across midcourt. On top to Kelly, back to Prentice. 2-3 zone by the Warriors. Caught at the elbow by Prentice. She knocks it down. Prentice gets her first bucket of the second half, and the lead's out to 9. Nunez dribble drive out to Carter. Carter fires a 3 from the left wing. No good. Rebound by Harris, though. Harris puts it back up. No good. Ball's on the ground, knocked around. It's going to be picked up by Deeker. Deeker's having it stolen by Nunez. Midcourt, Nunez across. Shoots a 10-foot floater. No good. She's going to go shoot, though, as Lily's trying to will her team back into it here. Deeker picks up her third. Nunez to the line to shoot 2. 14 fouls against the Warriors, 3 against the Tigers, as Nunez makes the first free throw. Nunez with 9 points on the night now. They're trailing by 8. Second free throw on the way, back rim, no good. Rebound by Deeker. Tigers quickly back the other way. In transition is Prentice. Up with the shot, knocks it down, that 6-foot jumper. Good strong move by Prentice, 2-point basket, and the lead is out to 10. And Coach Clifton calls for the timeout, and that gives us a chance to say hello to some of our Sportscasters Club members, including Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City and Brookings. Crescent City Glass, if it's glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947. Crescent Cabinets, need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. Cazadores Mexican Restaurant, for real authentic Mexican food, make your choice, Cazadores Mexican Restaurant on Northcrest Drive. Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing matters. Delnard Ambulance, dedicated to serving this community. And Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. So coming out of the timeout, it's going to be Warriors ball. No pressure by the Tigers as Nunez will walk it up to midcourt. Big 3 minutes of the game here for the Warriors to close out the third quarter. Like to cut this lead in half if they can. They trail by 10. Nunez, dribble drive. She's going to get fouled on the way to the basket once again. As Railsback's going to pick it up. She picks up her second. 14 fouls against the Tigers. Nunez will inbounds with a fresh shot clock. Nunez with the ball out on top. Alyssa McCovey in the ball game. Back after injury. The seniors back in for the Warriors. Dribble drive by Nunez. Scoop shot goes up. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off Franz. It's going to be Tiger ball. 2:22 left here in the third quarter. Tigers quickly back the other way. Railsback has it on the baseline. She'll reset it back out on top to Kelly. Kelly hits Prentice, middle of the key. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Deeker. She misses. Picked up by Nunez. Nunez pushing the pace back the other way. Nunez beats the double team all the way to the basket. She's going to get fouled. Foul's going to go against Kelly. She'll pick up her third. She has 3 all in the second half. And Nunez is back to the line to shoot 2. 30-20 your score. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Nunez knocks down the first free throw. Second one on the way. Also good for Nunez. It's an 8-point ball game. Prentice across midcourt, right side to Railsback. Skip pass to Kelly. Kelly loses the handle but picks it back up. Back over to Railsback on top to Prentice. She'll fire from deep. Air ball, no good. Loose ball on the ground. It's going to be a jump ball underneath. It's going to be Delmore ball. Great hustle by Fran down underneath to tie that one up. Young will come in. Franz will come out. Is Viana Von Kachans in the ballgame also for the Warriors? Nunez across midcourt with 90 seconds left here in the third quarter. The Warriors trail by 8. Big couple possessions here for the Warriors. They got to get a couple buckets. Nunez dribbles the ball baseline. Back on top, skip pass to Carter. Carter kicks it out to Nunez. Gets it underneath to Young. Over to Alyssa. Alyssa will fire the shot up. No good. Picked up by the Warriors. We got a fresh shot clock. We're going to have a travel call underneath as Viano tried to come up with it. I think we could have had a shot clock violation there. I don't know if that shot hit the rim. But Tiger ball coming across midcourt. Prentice with the ball. Prentice back out to Kelly. Minute left here in the third quarter. Big defensive possession here for the Warriors. Prentice with it at the elbow. Back out to Kelly. 15 on the shot clock. Over to Deeker. Dribble drive by Prentice. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Nunez pushing it back the other way. Dribble drive all the way to the basket, up with the easy bucket. Nunez gets it. The lead's down to 6. Tigers quickly back the other way. 3-second differential, shot clock to game clock. Rails back underneath. Good look to Deeker. Deeker misses the easy one. Saved by Von Pachon, out to Nunez. Nunez in transition, shot clock's off. Shot goes up, and we're going to have another foul. As Nunez is forcing the issue. And Kelly picks up her 4th foul, and they're all in the third quarter. That's what you get when you get the duty of guarding Nunez, and she's forcing the pace. Nunez knocks it down. We're down to a 5-point game. As Kelly comes out, and Nora Talty comes back in. Nunez front rim off the back rim, no good. The Tiger lead down to 5 though. 10 seconds left here in the quarter. Rails back with it. Back on top to Prentice. 5 seconds left. Right side to Nora. Nora dribble drive. Floaters up, no good. She gets her own rebound, goes back up. Doesn't go. And that's gonna do it. At the end of 3 quarters, the Warriors have cut into the lead a bit. Your score. The Arcata Tigers 30, the Delnor Warriors 25. We'll be back with the 4th and final quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Warrior Sports.
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Game online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Delnor Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Game online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go
Welcome
Warriors!
Back to Warrior Basketball, entering the final quarter here at the Tigers Den. Grace Talty is going to fire a 3 from the left wing and no good. Warriors come up with the rebound, trailing by 5. Nunez, once again, dribble drive. She throws it up. Probably a forced look by Nunez that time, rebounded by the Tigers. Prentice, right back at the Tiger, at the Warriors. Kicks it outside, rails back from the corner. No good, put back up by Prentice. She misses, long rebound's going to go to the freshman, Carter. Carter's going to be out in transition, it's going to be knocked out of bounds off the Tigers. It's going to be a Warrior ball. You got to ramp up the intensity right here. It's the fourth quarter. You got to play like it's a playoff game right now. Coach Clifton, during the break, tried to rally his troops to get them ready here. Carter back out on top. she's going to throw the ball away to McCovey, and it's going to be a turnover. Unforced turnover by the Warriors. Tigers ball. Nora gets it into Prentice. Aaliyah, dribble drive. Up with the shot. Prentice misses. Ball's going to be knocked around, picked up by Railsback. Back out on top to Nora. Nora fires. No good. Long rebound picked up by Railsback. She puts it back up. Went off four Warriors for the rebound. Railsback ended up with her first bucket of the game. Nunez, right side to Carter, over to Bongvachon. Throws it away underneath to Grace Salty. Turnover by the Warriors, and it's out to a seven-point lead. Three-pointer on the way, and we're back to 10. A couple turnovers by the Warriors, and it's a 10-point lead for the Tigers. Another turnover by the Warriors as Nunez throws it away. Nora back the other way, up with the shot. No good. Rebounded by Deeker. She puts it back up. Another rebound out of bounds off the Tigers. It's Warrior ball. As that intensity at the end of the quarter did not match up with the fourth quarter. Taylor comes back in. Bongvachon takes a seat. Nunez with the ball across midcourt. 6 minutes left. Jumper up, and she's going to get fouled. Foul's going to go against Nora. Nora picks up her second. 17 fouls against Arcade will be bonus, but she'll be shooting two this time. Nunez shooting two. Warriors trail by 10 again. They clawed it down to five, but Arcada answered back. First free throw's good as Anissa comes back in for McCovey. Alyssa takes a seat. Nunez's second free throw on the way, front rim. It's good also. Down to a 7-8 point game. Grace Talty, dribble drive, kicks it out. On top to Nora. Nora Talty, dribble drive, up with the 6-footer. Knocks it down over Harris. Great athletic play by Nora. She's the leading scorer for the Tigers, and it's back out to a 10-point lead. Nunez out to Anissa. Over to Carter. Carter dribble drives, knocks it down. Nice look by Brooklyn. She gets the bucket. 8-point ball game. Nora with the ball, left wing, out on top to Railsback. Over to Prentice. Dribble drive by Prentice. She's going to get fouled by Harris in the middle of the key. Harris picks up her first foul of the game. And going to the line will be Aaliyah Prentice. She'll shoot two. She's 2 of 3 from the line. She's got 9 on the night on the game. The 8-point lead is now 9 as she knocks down the first free throw. 38-29 your score, 5:25 left in the ballgame. Warriors trail by 9. Second free throw is good. Both good, and it's back out to a 10-point lead for the Tigers. 5:20 left. Nunez with the ball. Dribble drive. Breaks the double team. She's going to get fouled. As Grace is going to pick up her fourth. 18 fouls against the Tigers as Nunez once again back at the line with the clock stopped. Foul situation for the Tigers. As Nunez misses the first free throw, Kelly has 4. Grace Talty has 4. Deeker has 3 and Prentice has 3. Lou comes back in as Grace Talty will take. Second free throw also no good. Long rebounds to Nunez, though. She misses both free throws, but she's got it back. Timeout on the floor by Coach Clifton with 5:11 left here in the fourth quarter. Warriors trail by 10. Gives chance to hello some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Morjon Parts and Services for 101 Services support with a winning edge. See the team at Morjon Parts and Services. McFerrin's tax and bookkeeping services, tax bookkeeping and payroll services, and Valvoline Henry's Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer. Down at Office Supply, customer service, you should expect that. Econutrients, local organic or fertilizer for the backyard gardener and you. And England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment, go Warriors. Shaw Wobins and Hardwick, good luck Warriors from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. As I said, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night, 7:30 game time for the Delmar Warrior boys taking on the Arcata Tigers at Tunin Gymnasium. The winner of the game will have sole possession of first place in the Big Five. Both teams 5-1 right now entering the game. As the Tigers bested the Warriors here at the Tigers' Den earlier in the season, Warriors are looking for revenge back at Tunin Gymnasium. So 25 minutes shot clock. Nunez will inbound the ball to Carter. Hands it back to Nunez. Warriors got to get something going right now. Underneath to Harris. Harris puts up the easy bucket. They could do it all night. Great pass underneath. Harris gets the bucket. Double team at the wing, and they got a timeout called by Coach Oliveira as the Warriors have ramped up the defense a little bit. That gets us a chance to look back at the Big Five standing for the girls. Eureka Conference champions, they're 6-1 right now. Arcata's 3-3 in second place. Fortuna 3-4. McKinleyville 2-4. Delnort 2-4. With a loss tonight, the Warriors would go to 2-5. They would still have a chance on Thursday with a little bit of help. As if Arcata can beat Fortuna on Friday and Delnort can beat McKinleyville, we could have a play-in game for that last spot in the Dick Nicolai. But we need some help from somebody else. Dribble drive by Arcata. Turnover. Taylor's got it. In transition, all the way down the fast, all the way down the floor. Shot goes up, no good. Lou comes up with the rebound for the Tigers. Throws it back out on top to Deeker. They'll reset on top to Prentice. Prentice to Rails back. Corner to Nora. Nora Talty knocks it down. Another big three ball by Nora. She's got four of them on the night. She's the leading scorer for the Tigers. 42-31, your score, 11-point lead now. Biggest lead of the ball game. Foul on the perimeter. Nunez once again back to the line. Picking up the foul is Nora Talty. She picks up her third. Nunez out the line. Nunez has shot 16 free throws tonight. 1-1 here. Big free throws here for the sophomore. Back rim, side rim, got it. And needed all the rim, but she knocked that one in. She'll get the bonus free throw. 10-point lead, 42-32, midway through the fourth quarter. Second free throw on the way, knocks it down. Big free throws. She makes them both. 9-point lead for the Tigers. Prentice across midcourt. Warriors will not go away. Deeker back out on top to Railsback. Dribble drive. Shot goes up. Knocks it down. The 10-footer by Railsback. Olivia knocks it down. She's got four here in the quarter, and the lead's back out to 11. Nunez gets a pick from Taylor, and she's going to get... We're going to have a blocking foul against Taylor as she went to set the pick.
That was ridiculous.
And it's going to be Taylor's, it's going to be Tiger's ball. Right side two, rails back. Dribble drive, tried to get it to Deeker. She's going to throw it out of bounds. It's going to be Delnor ball off the turnover. 3:42 left here in the fourth quarter. Warriors trail by 11. Nunez back across midcourt. Nunez over to Carter. Skip pass to Anissa. On top to Taylor. Taylor back to Nunez. Dribble drive. She goes up. She's going to get fouled. Foul's going to go against Lou. Melanie Lou picks up her first foul. 10 team foul. Double bonus from here on out for the Warriors, and it sends Nunez back to the line for two free throws. Once again, the Warriors trailing by 11, make it 10 after she knocked down the first free throw. Warriors won't go away, but the biggest lead of the night was achieved just a minute ago by Arcadis. They led by 11. Second free throw is also good, back down to a 9-point lead. Ball stolen by Taylor, and she'll come back the other way, try to get to the basket. Dribble drive baseline. She's going to get called for the travel as she got no man's land underneath the basket. So turnover by the Warriors once again. Princess will inbound the ball to Nora. Nora goes baseline over to Grace Talty, over to Deeker. Deeker fires it, blocked by Wilson. Wilson gets it out to Nunez. We're going to have another foul. Deeker will pick up the foul, and guess who's going to the line? Yep, Nunez back to the line. Just shoot two more. As Deeker picked up her fourth foul. Back rim, no good for Nunez. Into the ball game will be Kelly. So you got Kelly playing with four, Deeker playing with four, Alty playing with four. Second free throw on the way, in and out, no good. Ball's loose. It's going to be a pickup by Nunez. Nunez is going to get the ball stolen out to Nora. Tigers back the other way. Jump shots up, no good, rebounded by Wilson. Out to Taylor, ball's being knocked out of bounds off rails back. 9-point lead, 44-35 your score, Warriors trail by 9. 2:51 left here, as Taylor will bring the ball across midcourt. Taylor gets the pick from Nunez, dribble drive middle of the key. She'll go up and knock it down. Great look by Gianna. Gigi gets her first bucket. 7-point lead. Rails back over to Prentice. Prentice on top to Kelly. Right side to Nora. Great ball movement by the Tigers. We're going to have a foul against the Warriors. It's going to go against Nunez out on the perimeter. She picks up her first. 7th team foul against the Warriors. It's going to send Prentice to the line to shoot 1-1. Prentice 4-5 from the line. 7-point lead for the Tigers. She knocks down the first one, makes that an 8-point lead. Pending the second free throw. 2:22 here left in the ballgame. Second free throw also good for Aaliyah. Leads back out to 9 as Taylor comes across midcourt. Taylor, dribble drive kick to Anissa. Back to Taylor. So dribble back out on top, get the pick from Nunez. She's triple teamed out on top. She gets the ball stripped from her. Out the other way, easy bucket by Nora. Nora gets the bucket for the Tigers, and it's out to 11-point lead again. Nunez, dribble drive. Up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers, out in transition. Grace to Nora, scoop shot, no good. Rebounded by the freshman. Carter gets it out to Anissa. Anissa will go to the basket. Up with the layup, she got the bucket. Timeout, Coach Clifton. As Anissa picks up her second bucket of the half, and the Warriors trail by 9 with 90 seconds left. Gives Chancey a little some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Chalwell, Benz, and Hartwick, Good Luck Warriors from Team CBH, your local accounting tax firm, Sutter Coast Hospital serving our community with care. Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992. Chimney Craft has been trying to keep you warm and happy. Affordable Tow is the way to go for expert windshield replacement. Call 464-6464. And Blue Star Gas, propane sales and services, Crescent City and Brookings. Take a look at the foul situation. Warriors are in double bonus as Arcadia has achieved 10 fouls in the half. And the Tigers are in bonus. They have as the Warriors have 7 fouls. Foul, individual foul situation with Lily Wilson has 4, but for the Tigers, it's a little more interesting as Lily Rustelli has 4, Deeker has 4, Grace Talty has 4, Nora has 3, Prentice has 3. Interesting to see how this plays out here. So the Warriors are going to pick up full court now, trailing by 9, rails back inbound. Gets it into Prentice. She'll get double teamed to break it across midcourt. Foul's going to go against Taylor. Taylor picks up her 3rd, and that'll send Prentice to the line. Prentice is 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Leah, a sophomore on the team. First free throw, nothing but net, knocks it down. Back to a 10-point lead, 49-39 your score. Wilson will come back in. Wilson comes in for McCovey. She gets the ball back. 2 hard dribbles. Warriors rail by 10. Front rim, nothing but rim. Nothing but net, I mean. She knocks it down. It's back out to an 11-point lead. 50-39 your score. Nunez with the ball across midcourt. 1:20 left here in the ballgame. Nunez gets a pick from Wilson. Get pass over to Taylor. Taylor tries to go baseline. Back out to Nunez, but she's going to throw it off Nunez's foot. Another turnover by Taylor. 50-39 your score. Nora with the ball across midcourt. 1 minute left. Warriors trail by 11. Prentice with the ball. Dribble drive stolen by Anissa. Batiga out in transition. Over to Carter. Carter, 6-foot jumper on the way, knocks it down. Great look by Brooklyn. 9-point lead. Out to Nora. Nora over to Kelly. No good. Rebounded by Carter, the freshman. She'll push it out in transition. Spin move. Up with the shot. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers. 30 seconds left. Pass all the way down the floor to Grace Talty. She'll go up and get fouled as the Tigers push the pace back the other way. Foul's going to go against Del Norte. Anissa will pick up her 3rd. And Coach Clifton's going to empty his bench as the Warriors trail by 9 with 26 seconds left. Grace Kelly yet to score tonight. Trying to get her first points of the game. Front rim, no good. Senior night here at the Tigers Inn for Grace is not going as she planned. As she's 0-3 from the line and yet to have a point. Second one goes in. Back out to a 10-point lead. Miley enters the game for Arcata, the last senior to get in the ballgame. Molly Salas, dribble drive by Nunez, back out on top, Bowdish will fire the 3. Top of the key, Bowdish knocks it down. Big shot by Sharia. She gets her first bucket of the game. Coach Clifton calls the timeout. Warriors trail by 10. Gives chance to say hi to the rest of our Sportscasters Club members, including Lisa McCowan, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. And South Coast Appliances, new and used appliances behind Dutch Bros in Brookings and coming soon to Crescent City. 15.2 seconds left. The Warriors actually trail by 7 now after the 3-point basket. Quick rally here by the Warriors as Prentice will inbound the ball into Nora. Back to Prentice. She gets double teamed. Comes across midcourt, all the way down the floor to Cronin back in the ballgame. 5-4, Prentice with the ball over to Mealy. And that's going to do it, folks. as the Arcata Tigers hold serve here at home. Your final score, Del Norte loses 51-44. We'll be back with the postgame show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Game online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Game online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior postgame show right here.
Welcome back to the Warrior postgame show here at Arcata High School, where the Del Norte Warriors just fell to the Arcata Tigers by a final score of 51-44. 7-point loss for the Warriors as the Warriors go to 2-5 in conference play, 7-14 overall. And the Arcata Tigers improved to 4-3 in conference play and 13-8 overall. Take a look at the scoring for both squads. For the Arcata Tigers, they were led by the sophomore Nora Talty. She had 19. The other sophomore, Aaliyah Prentice, had 14 also. And senior Vivian Cronin added 10 for the Tigers. And for the Del Norte Warriors, Brooklyn Carter had 11. Lily Nunez led the way for the Warriors. She had 20 points. Bowdish had a 3 at the end of the ballgame. Batiga had 4. Taylor had 2, and Julia Harris had 4. The Warriors will finish off their season on Thursday as they will take on McKinneyville at home for senior night. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night as the Del Norte boys will play for the lead in the conference on boys action as they will host Arcata. Both teams 5-1 in conference play at Tunin Gymnasium tomorrow night. John Fritch will have live game action for you at 7:30. Earlier tonight in JV in freshman action, Del Norte defeated Arcata 52-18. Malia Jackson led the way for the freshman with 15. In JV action, it was Del Norte defeating Arcata 40-37. As Coy McQuillan ended up with 10 points in that ball game. The Warriors freshman and JV are still undefeated in conference play as they are both 4-7-0 in conference play, 14-0 combined as a unit. Well, Warrior fans, that should wrap things up here tonight. A big thanks to our engineer without peer, JD, back in the studio, for my broadcast partner, John Pritchett, for Michael Bryan at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear a rebroadcast of the game on DelNorteSports.com. And once again, our final score, Del Norte falls to Arcata by a final score of 51-44. I'm John Horner. Good night, everybody. Stay safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Del Nord Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Del Nord Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, Ingle Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.